Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you sent Jesus to die for us. Help us now to understand what Good Friday was all about and speak to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a seat. I'd like you to think about, and for some of you it's going to be less of a thought than others because you're closer, but have you ever been somewhere with your family and you got lost? Okay? Anybody ever got lost anywhere? While you're thinking about it, long time ago, I used to live just outside London, and I went to a big shop in London, a shop called Selfridges, with my grandmother. She wandered off, probably going to the hats department or something. Anyway, I didn't go anywhere, of course, not as a child. And I got lost. And I lost her for about 20 minutes, wandering in a shop in London. And it's not until I heard the tannoy system with my name being called and telling me where to go that I actually was reunited with my grandmother, who was really pleased to see me and not at all unhappy. Okay, so what about anybody else ever get lost somewhere? Yeah, okay, sort of. Okay. Where did you get lost?
In the olden days.
Yeah. Okay. So the olden days, door open, wandered to neighbour's house and went to bed. How long were you there for? Quite some time. Parents again, not very, you know. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Anybody else ever get lost? Joe, would you get lost? Where did you get lost? In Morrison's. Well, that could have been a couple of days, really, couldn't it? Sort of, you know. And did your parents find you? And were they happy to find you? Okay. Where did that? Which? No, don't worry about that. Why don't you wear? But anyway, so when we think about things like that, we're getting a little tiny glimpse of the fact that when we get lost like that, we become very alone, and we're getting a tiny, tiny glimpse in that of what happened on Good Friday for Jesus. That actually he felt alone and he felt abandoned. And we could say that he felt alone and abandoned because his friends had run off. And that's true. But the biggest thing is that actually he was separated from God. Helen, could we have the first reading? Thank you. So I just want to read you one part of the passage we looked at earlier. In Matthew 27, it says this. At noon, the whole country became dark. This dark lasted for 3 hours. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you left me alone? Why did Jesus say that? Jesus was on a cross. Two things happened. It went very dark. And he cried out in a voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? And this is what today is really all about. This death and this separation. That actually the darkness was a symbol of God turning his back on Jesus and Jesus crying out in pain. He felt abandoned by God. Why was he abandoned by God? And why did he feel that? Well, one of the reasons he felt that is because Jesus was man and he was God, and all of his life he had always felt the presence of God with him. And this point where he hung on the cross, he no longer felt God with him. He did not feel the presence of God with him. He felt abandoned by God. So why was he abandoned? Well, I want to read you a different part of the Bible now. I want to read you a verse from Galatians. This is Galatians 3. Thank you, Heaven. So the law put a curse on us, but Jesus took that curse. He changed places with us and put himself under that curse. What this is talking about is that actually the law, or sort of the fact that we can't do anything to actually be right with God. So everything we do is sinful. And Jesus never sinned. And one of the things is that when we sin, we're under a curse, and the curse is separation from God. Separation from God. And because Jesus didn't sin, he wasn't under that curse, but he took our sin on the cross. So on the cross on Good Friday, Jesus took our sin. Sin is when we put ourselves first and God second, which we do every day. And it's when we become very self-centered. And what the sin did is it separated Jesus from God. Gents, good. I want to just demonstrate that by this. Thank you. So at the point on the cross, Jesus felt completely alone. God, because he had laid on Jesus all of the sin that we committed, God, who is perfect and cannot bear sin, had to turn away from Jesus. He had to put separation in him and Jesus. Jesus felt for the first time in his life cut off and separate from God. That is why he cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why have you left me alone, as this translation says? The sin that Jesus bore for us cut him off from God. He had to bear our sin because we are all sinful. But what's the result of that? We have the next passage. The 2 Corinthians says this. Jesus had no sin, but God made him become sin. God did this so that in Christ we could become right with God. Jesus took our sin on the cross. At that moment he was cut off from God. But this is the only way that we can be made right with him. Good Friday is a day to remember why Jesus died, why it went dark, and why he said, my God, why have you left me alone? Why have you abandoned me? And it's because our sin stopped Jesus' relationship with God, which Jesus was willing to do. He was willing to be abandoned on the cross. He was willing to take our sin so that we could be made right. This Good Friday is an opportunity for us to actually recognize how sinful we are. How that because of us, Jesus had to die. But because of Jesus, we can have eternal life with Christ. Which we'll consider more on Easter Day. But today is very much getting us to think about why is it that Jesus died? Because each one of us have sinned and we shall fall short of God's glory. Let's pray. Father God, we know that we have all sinned and fallen short of your glorious standard. We thank you that Jesus took our sin on the cross. He suffered not only physically, he suffered because you turned your back on him, because he was the sin for us. Father, we're so sorry that we live sinful lives.
Help us this Good Friday to remember what Jesus did for each one of us and follow him more dearly every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Rob. Jesus was separated from God so that we don't have to